really into finishing up. For the Bachram that missed the last year, we'll do a 2-minute review. Yeah, do it. No, we didn't have. We waited for you.
There wasn't a nylon, there wasn't a main, so we could make seem a problem.
Okay, everybody, so let's discuss the last class, last shiur. We learned, and the Maisai wasn't there, there's always a glitch. I spent an hour looking for, I went to Merkaz Harav to, no, I went there to photostat. The only machine I know that's very cheap, they have, I can photostat and cut out things they have for free, they have everything there. You can, well, they have all the svarim that I need, also. You need both of the svarim. Right, also the svarim. And I went there, and it's unbelievable. I'm in the library, and they say, everyone out now. It was I went there at 6 o'clock. There's another hour, and Netanyoska is there now. He speaks always on Yom Yerushalayim at night. Yeah, and I didn't realize they threw everyone out of the library, so I wasn't able to protest that. So, but instead, not the B'docha this year. I want the guy, Mr. Shem, I'm going to make the Mar Mekoymus, so you'll have it after. Like, I want the welcome to keep the Mar Mekoymus. You have last Mar Mekoymus?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you have it upstairs. In my locker. That's it. No, but it's good. I want you to have a bottle. This way, then you'll have it in front of you. So you take it out and review it. The Mar is restraining him. Aquarium. This year also has about 8 or 9. We already had 7, 8 Mar Mekoymus the first year. With 8, you already have 15 Mar Mekoymus. With Gemaras and Shas and Machrein and Rishayim. It adds up, you see. If you have 20 shirim, you have hundreds and hundreds of ideas. I told you, the ikka purpose of me giving this shir, I told you, is not for interesting topics, it's to be marchiv, the ideas of the Talmud, that you can broaden your knowledge on things you never heard before. Shas, Poiskim, Halachas, controversial topics. I'm willing to cover, and I'm willing to do everything in the base medrash. I mean, we might have to sneak out, but I'm willing to, Baku want to speak to, if they want to have any interesting topic, as long as it has something to do with Judaism, if Hashem, I'm willing to, if Hashem give a shir, I'll try to give a shir. Anyway, the last year, the Sikkum, because there was a mad misunderstanding, someone came over, oh, Rabshon turned in the shir that you're allowed to smoke. So first of all, let's first start what they call a disclaimer. I never said anything that you're not allowed to smoke. But those Bachrim who do smoke, what we did see, we wanted to at least know where it comes from. This is the review. Those that didn't hear last year, here's the review, 3-minute review. What we said is, L'chayra, it's an open and shut case, because it says in the Torah, Mushmatim Odon Avshay Seichem, Chazal understood that there's an issa to be mazik beguf. You don't own your body. You learned the very big Yisrael Nashkafa. You don't own your own body. You think you do, but it's not Torah, that's not the... Right, also to a person to wound himself, certainly terrible avera to commit suicide, but even physically hurt yourself. We don't own our bodies. We're only what we call shomer chinam, shomer sachar. Right, we'll discuss that another. But you're shomer. We're guardians over our goose and the mice. We have to use it for avodas Hashem. If we have no right to hurt it, so the chayre was an open. Okay, cigarette smoking, which is clearly today, as I told, I started off. I mean, because there are svarim that write, no, there's a doctor that wants to say cigarette smoke does not cause cancer. Really, those people that are inclined to cancer, there are 11 limbs in the body that can get cancer, so when you smoke, the cancer goes to your lungs. This means that you're more inclined. There was such a svar like that. But this today, everybody say, that's out the window. Forget about that svar, right? Rav Sternbach in the Chuvis van August, thanks to Rav Mojikan, he gave me the Rav Sternbach had the tshuva where he brought such a svar from a rofe, that only people who have a natural natural inclination for cancer will get it in the lungs. If they wouldn't get it in the lungs, they would have gotten it anyway in a different part of the body. But those people that it's not passed down, then they won't get it. But that's not accepted in the general medical world. Therefore, smoking is definitely dangerous. So what was the heter? We spoke last week. The heter is shomer psoim Hashem. That's what we learned this week. We explained the gather of shomer psoim Hashem. It's a gemara throughout Shas, many places in Shas. Shomer psoim Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the fools. What do you mean, the fools? It's people who do something that has an element of risk, where that risk is either, we gave two pshat, either that risk is a minimal risk, but it's worth it. The fact is that we benefit. Taking cars is a classic example. Getting in a car. Statistics show you're going to get into a car accident. There's a very good chance that you might get into a car accident. It's still 10%, 4% is a chance. Nevertheless, the fact that we're able to get into a car and get places that we need, the convenience of the car outweighs that small risk. Memela, there's a concept of Rosh Hashem allows us based on a Kabbalah we have, that's Pshat, Tovah HaMelech says, Shomer Psoim Hashem. We either said the Pshat is minimal risk, But we said the risk is not in front of us. It's a long time. We don't see it now. It might happen down the line. Yeah. Those are two pshatim. Well, nice. So that is a heter that no one can argue. It's a heter al pishas that's accepted by Gedolei Achronim. The shaila is the smoking fit into the heter. So we said Rav Moshe Feinstein in December 1963 wrote a tshuva that said that smoking is included in Shomer Psoyim Hashem. Just want to tell you that in 1981, which is the other, was the last Bar Mokum in smoking, in 1981, Rav Moshe reaffirmed it. But there also, that's another misconception. Just like the Cholav Yisrael tshuva, that people try to say Rav Moshe didn't write, he wrote it for Americans who are really not from Reform. Right, that's also not true. The Rav Moshe says halacha lemaisa, you're allowed to eat cholav stam. Rav Moshe here also, 1981. This is after the Surgeon General, after already the boxes of cigarettes say on it, smoking is dangerous to your health. So already Rav Moshe says again, shomer psayim Hashem still applies. So you should know, yes, he does reaffirm in 1981. The only thing he has to think that we didn't say last week. Rav Moshe writes at the end. This is scary. He says that you should know that the yeshiva bus, B'nai Torah, is a problem in smoking. Why? Because since the problem is there's an inyan of Chil Hashem. It's a very important aspect. Chil Hashem, everybody said. If the whole world looks down on smoking as a social ill, if people want to stop, they can't stop. Can't control your taiva. They look at it as a taiva, but I can't control the taiva. Tremendous tithe, I just can't control it. That's how the world does look at you. You can argue it, but if they do, so if you see yeshiva guy, there's always, I told you this last week, the Yisrael, the Chavetz Chaim, Allah of the Maizah. Chil Hashem is not the medida, the way Chil Hashem is measured is not what you hold yourself. You could hold yourself to be the biggest creep. It doesn't matter what you hold yourself. If someone sees you, say, hey, that's a religious guy, he's a yeshiva guy there, look at that guy. What a nice black hat. A furry strangle over there. How many rabbits did he kill? Right, so the mice say, so people look at these people as being from people who are supposed to be a higher level of observance. So the problem, they expect of you more. What do you mean? Yeah, it's a time I just can't control myself. What do you mean you can't control yourself? The Judaism, I thought that's your whole thing. Regarding women, regarding all the hanos, kashrus, the whole thing is to be able to rein yourself in. People are supposed to have self-control. That's Judaism, that's the big sheet of Judaism. What do you mean? So what do you mean you can't control the type of smoking? So in a certain sense, people look down on B'nai Torah. That's a very interesting svara, that even if it would be Mutar Shem Sar Hashem, but if people think that B'nai Torah, that's the last, that's something we didn't mention. The other svara, I told you, Rav Chaim Greenblatt in late 80s, was one of the biggest, is that today it's so overwhelming, the evidence. You don't, Shem Sar Hashem is when there's a minimal danger. He goes with that. He says today it's not minimal danger, it's greater danger, and people are trying to get out of it every way. Smoking statistics have decreased in every country. 30-40%, I think in America it went down to 22%, Eretz Yisrael a little bit more, Europe a little bit more, but every country the statistics are decreasing. Shomer Psoyim Hashem can't apply in situations where people are trying to get out of it. Shomer Psoyim Hashem is something that it's worth the risk. I mean, people recognize it's worth the risk, but if it's going down. But nevertheless, I just wanted to tell you that Rav Moshe does, in 1981, does say that Shomer Psoyim Hashem, at least at that time, does apply. The other issue is, by the way, and it's very important, even if you want to rely on Rav Moshe's head to smoke, it doesn't allow you to smoke in front of other people. If a guy says, hey, this is bothering me, I'm choking, I have bronchitis, well, I can't take it, I don't know, it makes me dizzy, you have to leave. You can say, oh, you get out of here, this is my turf. Right? There's no my turf in this type of thing. Very important. In general, in roommates, let's learn 2 minutes of Hilchus roommates. We should have a side shear, the laws of roommates. Besides the way you relate to each other, many different issues have been on the chaveru, but the general rule is like this. People think the rule is we go after the minig amakum, meaning, I'll tell you the example, let's say it's the winter and you have this four roommates in the room, three guys love the window open, they love to freeze. I want to feel real serious, I want to feel New York, I want to feel now, I want to feel the Minnesota or Canadian winters. So let the air in. You have three guys, and one guy's like sitting under his covers and he's like shivering. But please don't do that, because I can't get up for I can't get up for davening tomorrow. Right? So he's complaining and goes to Rishon. The halacha is you go after the right. Since in the winter it's understood that the window open is something that most people can't live with. It's disturbing. It's fun time. Therefore, so you should know, but in smoking, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that the smoker is the mazik, even if he has a heter. The one who's being affected is a nizik, and he has a right to demand to move away, to get away from me. And then secondhand smoke, we know today, statistics is also dangerous. People die from it, and people have their ills. I know that I'm very prone to bronchitis. It saved me, because all my friends, when I was 18, all my friends were heavy smokers, and I tried it, but I came down with many bouts of bronchitis, and didn't allow me to smoke. But the mice, when I smell smoke, I get immediately affected. If I just breathe, take in just a little bit. When we get over to the issue of what we call samim, drugs, in the area of drugs, Rabbi Yisai, there's many, many, many types of drugs, and it's not clear. We'd have to give out a nice listing of different drugs and their properties, how they influence the body, and what are the long-term dangers, to give a general shita concerning drugs, because not all drugs are the same. Nevertheless, the only tshuva that I know of, Lameisa, from the G'doyli, it could be there's in pamphlets, but from a tshuva, is Rav Moshe himself has a tshuva in 1973. I think Lameisa, he had a problem in his yeshiva also. In MTJ, there was a time in Rav Moshe's yeshiva, I don't know if you know Rav Moshe, my father's a Talmud of Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, he's very interesting, he wasn't zeich like Rav Aaron, to be naim in the future G'doyli Ador. There were Talmudim who learned psak under him. The yeshiva in general, a lot of the people, I have to be careful, this is on tape, but there's a lot of people who came to the yeshiva, were not so roy to be sitting and learning. And especially, he had during the Korean War, and in the Vietnam War, there were Talmidim, people who came there to avoid the draft. They would hang out there. And this is also during the hippie age. So there were guys who Marsh was smoking up in Ramosha's yeshiva. Ramosha was the big tzaddik ador, but who knows what's going on upstairs in the dorm. Right, it was really sad. The matzah was, well, it's terrible, terrible matzah. So Rav Moshe, Mamash, not unabashedly, Rav Moshe writes, starts off, Hinei b'dobra asher ischilu eza bachri mei yeshiva, ma'ashen chashish, maravana. Rav Moshe in parentheses, he got the name right, Rav Moshe, maravana. Spelled mem ayin resh aleph vav ov vav aleph nun aleph, maravana. Right? So Rav Moshe writes, and this is very important, at the outset, it's Pashat L'Chayra, everything we basically have here, that we have a Pashat Chilek between cigarettes and at least marijuana, and certainly more dangerous drugs, that the fact of Shem Mipsay Hashem is not here. If it's a dangerous, or at least even if it's on the same level of dangerous cigarettes, then it's not going to be usher because you don't have the heter Shem Mipsay Hashem. Even the heter today that you'll say 20%, right, the Dashu Barabin, you don't really have that by the tzibur, even though statistics about marijuana say, but in general, how it's viewed as the tzibur, you can't say shem b'sayim Hashem dovish adashu barabim. That for sure you don't have, and therefore, right away l'chora, that's Rav Moshe's first problem. There's definitely going to be awesome. But Rav Moshe claims that marijuana, in long term, is mekalkel the guf, and he says even if there are anashim b'riim that it doesn't hurt, but the roi long term, it's going to mekalkel the seichel. That means brain cells will be affected. And Rav Moshe says a very interesting thing, especially for men. I don't want to get into the issue for women, but for men, it's moineya, the person, you can't learn Torah the same way. And even if it'll affect you, that you can't understand the Tosfos properly, or a Gemara properly, the way you could learn it before, Mimela takes away from the qualitative, maybe in quantity you can learn the same, but qualitative learning of Torah, Mimela it's usser, because you won't, long term, you won't be able to learn the same way. And therefore, it's clearly utter. Rav Moshe says also the taiva is very, very great. In Shas, there's one Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Where did I just put it? There's one Gemara. One Gemara in Shas, actually, there's a Gemara in Pesachim.
Did you try that one?
Who? No, it doesn't. Let's not be there. People come out, they say, Rav Moshe smoked drugs. No, we don't find it.
How does he know that?
I met him. He interviewed his Bachrim. He found out about it. He saw some Bachrim that we used to be learning, and I guess they... Anyway, there's a Gemara in Shas that says, it's one line. It's a Gemara in Arvi Tzachim. There's a guy, a famous guy that's in Arvi Tzachim, long time. So it says, Rav said to Chia, his son, don't take drugs. It's one line. Lo tishti sama. Don't take drugs. Sama. Lo tishti sama. Don't drink drugs, but don't do it. Sama, one second. Says the Rashbam. We don't have Rashi in our Ripsum. Says the Rashbam. Loi tishdi sama. Loi silamid lishtoi samim. Mipnei shetikve lohem veset. Ooh, you'll get a veset. What's a veset?
Kavua thing.
V'yeh libcha sholcha v'tefadr moz. Three things. You'll become habitual. You won't be able to refrain from it. It'll become habitual. You can't get out of it. Also, mefadr moiz. People don't know this. I'll give you a mar mokum. You have to. In Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a book in 1930. It's called Schor Lemiriam. He writes there. Chafetz Chaim, Mishnah Brewer, right? You go crazy. The Chafetz Chaim is pretty sadachlin. Yeah. So you should know. In smoking, Chafetz Chaim wrote in 1913. Chafetz Chaim wrote that smoking is a terrible thing. He says because you waste your money. It's interesting, he said the money, you're wasting your money, there's no stuff, you're wasting, it's money that can go for good things, it's being wasted. That's what he wrote then in 1930, and he says afterwards that also it's bad for your health. But anyway, he says here, the Gemara says Rav's giving advice to his son. It's interesting that Chia, the famous Rav Chia, he's giving advice to him, don't take drugs, right?
Don't take drugs.
There's something going on. Kobe's gonna already making diukim. He's gonna start the Chia Club. But Lamaisa, the Tamim are given us as like salami lishtois. Tyson doesn't speak about it. But Rav Moshe Lamaisa brings this. He doesn't bring this Gemara. Interesting. Rav Moshe doesn't bring this Gemara, but he says on his own that the habit is very, very, very hard to undo. And he says we know from Ben Sura Mora things that are tremendous tithes that you can't remove, that you can't get away from. Are something that is very, 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 very dangerous. Then he brings in Kibbutz Avim, which one of the people, you asked me last week, Kibbutz Avim. So that smoking could also be a problem. Parents might have tremendous tzar, especially with drugs, it causes them tremendous tzar. And Ramaisa, at the end, Ramaisa ends off in saying, V'tzorach l'shtal, we have to do everything in Klal Yisrael, lahavir tumazu mikol b'nei Yisrael, especially from the yeshivas, because if the yeshiva gets through the yeshivas, Klal Yisrael is really in bad shape, because it works its way up. It's something that starts to spread. Therefore, you have to do everything to remove this from Klal Yisrael. So again, the Svaras are very pashut. The question people ask regarding alcohol, again, alcohol is a very big mila, but alcohol has the heter of Shemir Pesarim Hashem, because the Mice says certainly a little bit of drinking is not even dangerous, even there might even be benefits to a little bit of drinking. The question is, where do you head with that? It's true, that's a chiv on everybody. But you can't say the Mice and drinking is anything wrong with it, as opposed to hashish, or marijuana, which Ramosha calls a taiva gedoyla, that it cannot be contained. Now you can say alcohol also, but that's not true in that statistic. Not everyone who drinks, right? I'll go to sleep and have a nice cup of wine before it's time it's hard for me to go. So people drink wine as a regular, it helps you go to bed. Therefore, that's the chilek hagadol between those topics.
Let's say someone smokes once in a while.
What?
I'd say someone who smokes once in a while.
So, just smoke, get high,
smoking once in a while. The mice, going through London, even more than that, to smoke once in a while.
No, I'm saying smoking marijuana once in a while.
No, because again, we can't be saying that since the thing itself is something which is considered an act that could lead to a hezik, if you don't have that, we don't trust you to only do it one time. Anyway, replace the land, the mice. Gemara says that if somebody has a headache, chashbat smaysav yasik b'teira. If you have a headache, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to learn Torah. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chia, bar Re'ei shaloi k'midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, adam noisin sam lechaveiro. The way of a natural thing is if a person gives a sam to his friend, right? Lizeh yofel, lizeh kasha. One part of the body feels good. But another part of the body afterwards is not so good. Is that yafel? Is that kasha? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't I came before Shavuot. Nos entirely Israel, Sam Chayim. There's another Sam that you're allowed to take. You are allowed to take drugs. The first of Gemara in Erevin. You're allowed to take drugs. Torah is the greatest Sam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Sam Chayim l'chol gufoy. Here, every part of the body feels good. There's a drug that makes every part of the body feel good. That's the drug of Torah. That's the Kabbalah Torah.
You might just edit that tape to last.